Hi, I'm Meryl. I'm a wife, mother, professional when I feel like being professional. But most of all, I'm a prank caller. Been doing it since 1989. And you're listening to Prank You, the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. There are new episodes every other Thursday brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. Now let's get to pranking.
I just want to know if Jesus thinks I've had it or not. Maybe he can give me an antibody test. So you'll call me back if the Lord answers, or?
A lot of men in t-shirts, I'll tell you that right now. Well, listen, you have a glass of wine and a piece of chicken.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I don't remember anyone that I voted for. It's like a blur.
Hi, everyone. This prank you took place on the evening of the January 6th hearing. You'll hear about it throughout the show. Let's call the prayer hotline.
Hi, how are you? My name's Muriel. I'm calling because everyone I know has got the COVID. And I just wanted to ask the Lord if maybe I'm immune to it, or pray that maybe I just feel like really weird that I've not gotten it. So I just want to ask the Lord for some advice.
Hi, Muriel. Let's pray about this. What part of the country do you live in?
What part? New Jersey.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Let's pray about this, Muriel.
It's just everyone I know has COVID. I feel really left out.
Well, you're really blessed.
I am really blessed. That's right. But I just want to know if Jesus thinks I've had it or not. Maybe he can give me an antibody test. I don't know.
Let's pray, Muriel.
Let's pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today, Father God, so very honored and so very pleased, Father, that you, Father God, the one true living God, are willing to listen.
Mm-hmm. Listen with
our
ears.
Needs and our cry, to our needs and our desires, and even, Father God, to our hopes and our wishes.
Uh-huh.
Father God, tonight I looked at my sister in Christ, Muriel, Father. But Father God, it seems as if everyone she knows has the COVID virus.
Everyone's got it. Everyone, Lord.
But she does not have it, Father.
I don't, Father. As of right now, I don't. I've taken two tests at home. Do you think they're wrong, Lord? What is the Lord saying?
And Muriel was just wondering, Father God, how she's got by without having it, Father.
I just need some answers. I feel very confused. It's the new thing around town to have the COVID, and I don't have it. Is the Lord saying anything?
We just wondered, Father, why she has not got it. And all of her acquaintances have it, Father. We thank you, Father God, that she does not have it, Father.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, as they say, but something feels fishy. Lord.
Father God, we just pray, Father God, for your continued blessings of Muriel's life. And we pray all this in Jesus Christ's most holy name.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Thank you so much. So you'll call me back if the Lord answers, or how does that work?
I don't have your number. I couldn't call you back if I wanted to.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, I appreciate you, you know, praying to the Lord Jesus with me. And I hope you have a great night.
God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
This next one is a voicemail for an advertisement asking if someone can disassemble a mobile home.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, my name is Patrice, and I understand you're looking for someone to disassemble a mobile home. When I say I've disassembled about 60 different mobile homes, I've been doing it since I'm a kid. I can take apart a mobile home in, I don't know, probably 2 hours. I just ask for a sandwich and a hot cup of joe. So give me a call back at this number.
Next is an audience request for Angelo in Brooklyn, a known Republican.
Angelo? Hi, it's Clarice. I'm calling from Republicans R Us. And I just wanted to see if you're watching the hearing and kind of get your opinion. We're doing a poll of a... You what?
I'm watching the Ranger game.
The Ranger game? Who's winning?
Nothing. It's the Stanley Cup almost. I mean, I'll watch the replays tonight.
So do you have any sort of opinion you want to share on January 6th?
No.
All right, I'll put you down as no.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, and good luck with the Rangers. This next one is an audience request to call Ben from Pittsburgh, another Republican. Hello, Ben? Hi there. My name's Patricia. I'm calling from Fox News. We're just doing an informal poll, and I just wanted to know if you're watching the hearing and what you think about it.
Fox News?
Yes, that's right.
And you said, am I watching what? I'm sorry?
The January 6th hearing is happening.
I haven't watched it, no.
All right. Are you, so how do you feel about January 6th?
I don't even know what you're referring to be quite honest with you.
Oh, good Lord. When they infiltrated the Capitol.
Oh. Well, I think it was a disgrace to our country. That's what I think it was.
Definitely. Absolutely. And obviously you weren't there. You were busy.
Yes, I was. I was not there.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. So you're safe. All right. Well, I just kind of wanted to know what you thought. I mean, what do you think the outcome's going to be if you had to guess?
Well, you know, I would have to look into it because I don't know who's on trial or what.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
A lot of men in t-shirts. I'll tell you that right now. A lot of sweatpants.
But if there's somebody responsible for it and there's a case for it, I would absolutely hope.
And what do you think Trump's involvement is? Do you think he orchestrated it, or you think he was an innocent bystander?
Yeah, I don't know enough about it. I really don't.
But you're a Trump supporter, really, right?
Not even close. With you, I think both parties have extreme issues, and I wouldn't vote for. I didn't vote for either.
Yeah, I mean, Biden's real old. Every time I see him, I just say, you know what? This guy's going to melt.
Yeah, he is, and Trump is totally full of shit. So.
Oh, he's actually made of duty. Yeah. I mean, I'm not supposed to say that because I'm with Fox, but he's made of duty.
Am I allowed to say that?
Oh, absolutely.
Let me just ask you this. How did you get my number?
You're on a long list. It says Ben from Pittsburgh with your number. You're on a list of people that skew Republican, but it doesn't sound like you are. So I'm confused why you're on this list.
No, I'm not really either. However, they get me and my father mixed up. However, he's not a Trumper either, so I guess that would be.
Do you and your father have the same name? Are you Ben Jr.?
I'm Benjamin IV.
The fourth?
Yep.
Wow, so you really keep that in the fam. Okay.
Yeah, however, I had a son that I didn't name him Benjamin V.
Oh, you didn't? Was that upsetting to the other Benjamins?
I don't think so.
That's good.
My middle name is Cyrenius, and I used to hate that as a kid.
Well, I can't blame you.
Yeah, so I didn't want to name my kid that.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be good. Wow, that's quite the name. And I just... You're going to definitely vote, though, even though you're not for either party, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's great, because people who don't vote, I basically... want to throw them into the river.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Are you watching the Rangers then, if you're not watching the hearing? Or
I'm a big Penguins fan. Yes, I was watching the Rangers.
Thank God.
I'm sitting in a pool drinking beer.
Oh, they're doing great this year. With all the pucks that they're just moving through, it's incredible.
Yeah, I'm a big Penguins fan. And they beat us in the first round.
Yeah. Well, this has been real enlightening. I guess it's just funny because you're on this list that you voted for Trump. So it's just really unreal how they get this information wrong.
Wow, I did not.
Yeah.
No, I absolutely did not. And I never, in fact, my father didn't either.
Interesting. So it can't. What about your great grandfather or your grandfather?
No, he's my grandfather's passed.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah.
Barnes also recently died. I don't know if you knew him well, but I did. All right. Well,
I may have voted for Trump 4 years ago, or what, 5 years ago.
So you admit that you did actually vote for him? Okay.
I may have. Honestly, I don't remember.
You don't remember. You were drunk.
I see myself voting for him, but
you were wasted. Yeah.
I don't remember.
I understand. I get amnesia a lot as well. I understand.
I try not to watch that shit because it just, all it does is give me anxiety. I disagree with him with everything I see.
Yeah. Do you take any medicine for your anxiety?
Not totally involved.
Totally. Yeah, I don't remember anyone that I voted for. I don't. It's like a blur.
Yeah.
Hmm. But you know, I understand your position. I really do. And then hopefully you won't vote for Trump again and not realize it, because that would be terrible.
No. I would never do that.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
Yeah, I would never do that. Never.
Yeah. No. Okay, good. Good. Yeah. Well, listen, you have a glass of wine and a piece of chicken. What'd you say?
I said he probably had something to do with it.
Oh, definitely. I think he orchestrated the whole thing, if you ask me, but I'm not on the stand. I'm just supposed to get other people's opinion. This is a low-level job that I have at Fox News. You know, I just started, and I'm just trying to make ends meet, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, listen. What?
I said, you've been cool. Normally, I would probably just hang out.
Oh, thanks. That's really nice. I'll pass that along to my supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, you have a glass of wine and a piece of chicken on me tonight, all right? Have a great night.
All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This next one was an audience request to call an old boss who is a See You Next Tuesday.
Hi, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. My name is Rodriguez. I'm calling from Salino. We just were wondering if you're interested at all in coming on board with us.
I'm sorry. One second. Let me switch to my phone.
Oh, great.
Hello?
Hi there. Yes, I'm calling.
I'm sorry. Who is this called?
The Salino and Barnes Law Firm. You've come so highly recommended from the temple that I attend. And I just wanted to see if you're interested at all in making a career change.
Oh, to Salino and Barnes.
That's right. Yes, it's a fantastic law firm.
Plaintiff's work, correct?
I'm sorry?
Plaintiff's work?
Yes, that's right.
No, thank you. I don't think that's the right fit for me.
All right. Well, that's lovely. But if you want to consider it, you have my number. Maybe, you know, pray on it or, you know, have talk to the pillow, as they say.
Can I ask, who gave you my name and phone number?
Oh, yes. Her name is Shelley. And I believe her last name is Levine, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Does that... All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful night.
You as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Time to call Trump Chicago.
Thank you for calling Trump International Hotel in Tower, Chicago. Charlotte speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi there. Are you guys having a viewing party for the January 6th hearing?
Let me double-check.
Absolutely. I'm hoping also there'll be food there. I haven't eaten in a whole day and I'd love a chicken sandwich. So I'd love to watch the hearing, get a chicken sandwich, be with other, you know, Trump supporters and just relax.
Yeah, Yes, of course. Just one moment.
Great.
Thank you for listening to Prank You, the podcast. I'm your host, Meryl Scheinman. You could follow me on Instagram at Meryl Prank You. Prank You is produced by me, Meryl, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. If you would like me to prank someone in your life, please email me at merylprankyou@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, please like, rate, and subscribe on iTunes. If you didn't, please don't. You could find us every other Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.